Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Podcast Nostalgia. I'm your host, Victoria Pennon, and this is where music and storytelling meets. I have an amazing guest with me today. I discovered her on Instagram, and her sound and her music is absolutely amazing. And I'm just excited for her to be on the show. And Charlie, please say hello to you.
Hello, thank you so much. That's such a kind intro. Yeah, I am Charlie. I am 20. I am currently based in London in pursuit of my career as a UK... obviously UK, neo-soul, R&B type alternative sound. I've been making music since I moved to London for studying. So yeah, I've honestly been on a roll ever since and I've loved it. So yeah, thank you so much, honestly, for this opportunity. It means so much, but yeah.
No worries. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. I'm excited for you to have you here. I'm excited to hear your, like, the stories behind your playlist. Sure. Your playlist was so eclectic. Mm-hmm. It was just so different. You took throwback to the throwback.
No, for
you took throwback to the throwback. I love it.
I was trying to figure out like what I could, you know, give for the show. And I was like, obviously listening to your stuff, like to your previous podcast. And I was thinking, okay, they've delved. So I might as well. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm really looking forward to you here, Elise. Yeah.
And I always ask my guests this, but how was the process of you choosing those five songs?
Do you know what? For the most part, it was not too bad. Like, the first few songs kind of came to me instantly just because they draw me back to such a specific place. It's crazy how powerful music is. And it, like, you know, it takes you back to the age, the, like, where it was set is crazy. So for the first few, it was pretty good. And then I was trying to think of ones that reminded me of my mum. And there was, so I was trying to, like, include all of them. But yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually. Nice. I managed to get sorted. So yeah.
Nice. I love it. Let's dive into your first song.
Sure.
Raphael Sadiq Only.
Yeah.
Give it a listen. Strong, like really strong, straight out of the bat. When I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so different, this is so unique. I just absolutely love it.
You've got to. But yeah, honestly, this song, it reminds me so much of like this specific trip to St. Lucia, which is where my family are from. And my dad, he put us on Raphael Sadiq. He's from what I can gather, so don't come for me if I'm wrong, but he was the bassist for Prince. So he's always been in the industry, but like, yeah, this is like the album that my dad, he brought to St. Lucia with us. It was a CD and he was rinsing it. Like every time we were in the car, it was on. And it's such a good album, honestly. Like it's very like 60s, kind of rock and roll-y. It's just so authentic and so different. And honestly, it just really brings you back to a time. I know I'm not from that time, but you can imagine it. You can really envision it, even like from the cover art, the concept, the music videos, the whole album. I'd fully recommend it. It's so good. But yeah, he's just got such a beautiful tone and sound, and I'm obsessed. I still am.
100%. When you mentioned it, like when I heard his name and I saw the song, I was just didn't expect the sound to come through, and it was just absolutely like just so different, just such a different vibe. And right, like this song came out in like 2011.
Yeah, like honestly, God, that's crazy how much time has gone since then. No, I was deep in it the other day. It's 2023.
It's
what
crazy.
Is going on? So yeah, like that was around that time. I think 2012, we used to go every 2 years to St. Lucia because I've got family on both sides. So it's a long visit. Yeah, God, that's crazy. Yeah, so it's amazing. It goes to show how like timeless it is as well. Like I could listen to that now. Do you know what I mean?
So 100%. Yeah, no, such a vibe, and it must be so lovely to go back to visit your family and just spend that time.
Yeah,
and it's just so cute how your dad just like played it over and over again. Yeah. And just lovely how just despite the fact that he played the whole album, that one song just stuck in your mind and just became your song.
Right. I mean, my dad, he's been a massive influence when it comes to music. Like from young, he's got so many records. I can't even count. And he always used to sit down with me and we would listen to tracks and like different vinyls and we'd go through the credits and all sorts. And like, he's a drummer. I've got a very musical family. And I feel like that's played a massive part in my sound now. I mean, obviously it's a drastic change, but it just goes to show how all these sounds can really define, you know, into one artist, I guess. But yeah, he's really cool when it comes to that. Like, he had a phase with all sorts. I could go on, but yeah.
I love that. And I did a bit of research on him as well. Mm. He was also part of the Tony Tone group.
Oh my God, right. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I was like, what? Stop no it. Way. Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that always like different vowels? Like, this different Tony?
Yeah.
Tonys,
so Tony
right?
with a Y and yes. the Tony with the I oh and the Tony God. With the E. I know.
It's crazy how, I don't know, like, you put two and two together and you go into a massive, like, tangent, like, almost, like, just properly dig into it. But that's so interesting. I didn't know that. But yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's actually coming back, apparently, and they're going to join back together and make new nice. Music. They announced that in March. So yeah, really looking forward to that. Because they were, so like, good. Proper, smooth R&B, right? iconic kind of group.
Wow.
Like,
yeah. I'm probably into that as well, when bands kind of, like, go back together. Like, I know he's not a band. Well, he was part of one, but, like, Roy is. When I saw him across the tracks, I was like, this is so iconic. Like, it's so cool to see him, you know, still in his element, still playing to this day. So yeah, no, I really rate that.
100%. Right. Talking about Roy Ayres, your second song.
Right. Oh my God.
Nice little segue into that. Love that. Running Away. Let's give that one a listen.
Honestly, that my dad was, but do you know what? The whole family, anytime he put us on, my cousin loved him, my sister and I, this one thing that really reminds me of like Roy Ayres is like me and my sister, we used to do dancing growing up and we used to dance to Roy Ayres so hard. Like, it was so good. It was such a bop. Like, oh, it really brings me back to that. It was so, so good.
Such a good tune. It's right? like disco. It's like disco.
Literally.
It's like that 70s. I could just see, like, it's just such a vibe. Like, right. I honestly discovered this song with Gal Them. Mm. Do you remember Gal Them?
Yeah.
They, rest in peace, Gal Them. They had this playlist called the Self-Care January playlist.
No way.
And it was such a, like, I just listened to the song over and over again. It's just, I don't know.
No, honestly.
It's just like a nice little undiscovered little bop of right? Roy Ayres, and he's just so iconic.
Also, like, I don't know if your parents, it's definitely a black thing. Like, my dad, right, he would do this like every Sunday or whatever. Like, anytime we were doing a cleaning day, we would be asleep. Me and my sister would be knockout. Next thing you know, bah! Like, you're just hearing the loudest music. The carpet is fucking, like, it's fully, like, shaking. Like, honestly, I swear to God, if you want to give me a heart attack, that is the way to do it. But you'd wake up to the loudest music, and next thing you know it, like, you know there's going to be a vacuum, it's going to be all sorts out, we'd be cleaning the whole day. I don't know, it's both traumatic and both, like, honestly, like, the best, like, best memory ever, best core memory. It's always, like, I love things like that. That's what I love about 100%. Music. It just really brings you back. But yeah, I 100%. Love it.
And I think, like, it's almost ingrained in me now because I can completely relate.
Seriously.
I cannot clean without playing music.
Honestly, who can? That's so weird to me. Like, you got to have something playing in the background.
Something.
Right?
Something.
Honestly. It really helps me focus music, definitely. Like, when it comes to, like, making the bed, like, things that are really tough, like, takes, like, a a long time sometimes or a bit fidgety, like someone to calm me the hell down. I need to. Yeah, but yeah,
100%. No, I completely relate. Saturday morning, music blaring. Like, and I think that's where we get like those most nostalgic songs from, because our parents were just like, literally, like, it's time to clean, let's go. And then we're just listening to songs. And at that time, we were like, oh, whatever, like, what is this? Seriously. But as you grow up, you're like, no, this is a bloody tune. Like,
literally, I swear it takes you back. It's crazy. I love it.
Oh, it's honestly crazy how music does that. Yeah. But like, for the first two songs, like, how have these kind of songs sort of influenced you and kind of took you and kind of like helped you build your sound?
Huh, good question. I mean, like, I don't know. One thing with Rafael Sadiq is like his lyricism and like how he can really draw a listener in with his lyrics or bring you to a certain place. I mean, obviously not necessarily with that song, but like on that album, there's like Good Man, which is like a proper like sad story about like a relationship, really toxic relationship. And when you see it in context as well, when it is like visuals, it's just so beautiful. And honestly, I love looking into artists, how they write, like their writer's craft. That's one thing that really helped me. I grew up writing a lot. Like, my mom always talks about how I was inside writing or like by my desk. She got me like a mini desk when I was a kid. And Chelsea, my sister, she was always outside, out and about doing her own thing. But I've been writing for as long as I can remember. And poetry was definitely the fusion, right? So it kind of went with storytelling to poetry. And then I was doing music for a while as well. And then it just kind of fused together. And I specifically really wanted to like master my writing when I first moved to London. And that was the best way to do it. You don't really, like, as much as I'm a songwriter and I'm a singer or whatever, like when it comes to me listening to artists sometimes, I don't necessarily listen to the lyrics. I don't know, it's really weird. Sometimes you log into, like, sink into certain like parts, and it's really interesting. It kind of draws me also to like the sense of musicality. Like, I don't know. I did learn a few instruments here and there. I wouldn't say I'm a professional, but I'm very fortunate to work with an amazing producer, Q, who is so musical. He literally can play any instrument. Like, it's beyond me how you do it. But we have a really good communication in terms of like, I can communicate what I want without not necessarily having to play it. Do you know what I mean? And that really helps when it comes to making your own sound. Because otherwise, if you have no idea in terms of musicality, you're lost, right? So that's definitely helped.
Amazing. So it's like just an amalgamation of just all the music you've heard and listened to. And it's just kind of like you found your sound within
that.
Exactly.
And most time it's really subconscious. Like, I mean, as much as I do say I do study them, there's been times where I've done things or heard specific riffs and it sounds similar to someone and I'm trying to figure out what. So it's like, I don't know. People say I'm a walking Shazam sometimes. I'll hear a little sound. I'll be like, oh, that's from... So it definitely does help. Yeah.
Amazing. No, so again, Roy Ayers, iconic, and Cross the Tracks. He's got like, I don't know if he's coming back again.
I think he is. I was looking into it because I wasn't too sure if I wanted to go to Cross the Tracks this year just because of money. But when I went last year, he was there and it was amazing. The crowd was busy. I love when the energy is just so vibrant. Like, it was just so nice to be around it. Like, I mean, as much as I've, you know, worked with a lot of musicians, and I go to music uni, it's called ICMP, most of the artists aren't actually like R&B or soul, so like I can't really engage with them when it comes to like my sound. So going to a festival and being able to network and meet people that like get it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so refreshing. But honestly, like festivals, it was my first time ever going to a festival properly last year, and it was so nice. Like, sick. I really get it. Like, I get why people love it so much. Yeah, the energy was there, that's for sure.
It's nothing like live music, honestly. Seriously. Like, experiencing live music
I've never not cried. Like, I went to watch Celeste the other day with my friends. When I tell you, I was bawling. Like, it's just so raw and beautiful. Her voice is insane. That's another nostalgic sound that I didn't even consider, actually, but wow. Oh my God, it's just when you imagine yourself up there, and you're like, oh my God, like, it must feel amazing. Like, hearing people sing along to your songs. Oh, like, it just gives you goosebumps, right? So it's so beautiful. I love it. Absolutely love it.
100%.
Right?
100%. So let's kick it off with your next song, Eddie Kendrick's If You Let Me. Oh, velvet.
Literally.
yes, I did now. Thought someday we'd settle down, oh yeah. Try to run my game on me. No, baby.
Oh gosh,
so gorgeous, so gorgeous. Like, do you know what? I hadn't actually probably listened to him in so long until you gave me, you know, the opportunity to check out and, you know, go back. I was like, wow, I was in love again, I swear. But yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Why this particular song?
Right, yeah.
What year?
Do you know what? My dad, I keep on talking about this guy, but yeah, whatever. He had a CD of the greatest, the greatest of him, right? Mm. The greatest of Eddie Kendricks. And I never heard of him before. I was probably like 12, 13 around this time. And wow, like I was just in love. His voice is like you said, velvet, just beautiful. I can't, like, you can't actually explain it. It's just gorgeous. And I don't know, it's just, you can imagine, like, I don't know. When I think of music, I see pictures. That sounds a bit concerning, but
no, not at all.
I don't know. I just see sunset, right? Like this dry sunset. You know what I mean? Like deserty. Like, oh, I just love it. And I don't know, like, you know, those like old uncle tartan stripey top.
I see what I mean?
Like, mm-hmm. I could just imagine his outfit, him like singing and like clicking. Like, you can really see him, right? I don't know. It's just awesome, like so gorgeous. It's so powerful as well. It just goes to show how, you know, artists like Pharrell Williams were definitely influenced by his sound, like how high and beautiful his voice is. But yeah, so into it.
I could see the picture you was painting. Right? Honestly, I was right there. I could see him wearing the little stripes. I could see it.
Literally.
100%. Like, oh, he's just... Yeah, I didn't know that he actually co-founded The Temptations.
Yes.
So my dad was huge in Temptations.
Yeah, right? I was checking out like his whole discography. I think it was Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, like, wait a minute. And put two together. I was doing a full-on research myself. It's so cool how, like we said, everything's so connected. But yeah.
100%. Right? 100%. Such a vibe. Like the vocals, like you said, how he can go so high. I felt like back in the day, that was like men had that skill to
literally
just like hit those notes.
Like, where do they come from? Too, it's insane. Like you can even think about like the Jackson 5, like Michael Jackson's voice.
Oh.
How dare he? Do you know what I mean? Like, so gorgeous.
Trust me. The men were on a different vibe completely.
Seriously.
Like, just so smooth, just such beautiful tones. Mm-hmm. The vocals, just how they're sick. I just like, and I've always said this, I'm just a sucker of men, just like, you know, being all smooth with the ladies.
Seriously,
like
you just know he had it going on. Like, you just know.
100%. He was like, I'm sure women were just like cooning over him, like, just, yeah.
Imagine. Oh, I can't.
I honestly cannot. But yeah, like, just, yeah, velvet. Absolute velvet. But you mentioned that you recently moved to London.
Yes.
How are you finding that?
Honestly, wow. Like, time is not a thing here, I swear. I've been here for, okay, maybe just over 2 years, which is weird to say. But I moved for uni when I was 18. And I was really lucky to be part of a really musical uni, obviously. So it was amazing from the first day, like freshers. I had my first studio session. It was like a home setup. And I just knew, you know, you just know that it's just, this was the right choice. And I'm so glad I did it. Honestly, I love London. It can be a bit overwhelming sometimes, but it's so good. Like, you can't get bored. You cannot get bored. There's stuff happening all the time. You really can't go wrong. And just to be like, I find, okay, not necessarily calling out my whole county, but I mean, I do find that like small town girls that want to do like big, quite ambiguous, like careers, like music or any sort of art form, loads of people can be quite skeptical. I remember when I did my first job and I was talking to my boss about me going to uni, and she was asking me what I was studying, and she was like, oh, so what are you thinking of doing like after that, like what jobs are you looking into, like not even thinking that music could be a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so sad, because there's so many talented people out there that have been, you know, put down by those comments. But for me, it did the complete opposite, because I was like, ain't no way. Is this going to be the way this is happening for me? And I don't know, like, if you put your mind to it, what's the worst that can go wrong? And I just know for me, there's like no plan B. Like, I refuse. I absolutely refuse. And I'm so glad I've done it. I've like accomplished so much in so little time. I mean, as much as 2 years has gone, it is a lot of time. And I'm so grateful, honestly. It's been so good for me.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love
it. No, that's amazing. Like, you've done really well as well. Like, your sound, your music.
I really appreciate
when I discovered you, I was just like, oh. Like, you know, you just stop and you like really had to listen and take
that
it in.
So
your vocals
much,
were absolutely amazing. I describe you as a refill, like proper neo soul chilled kind of vibe.
Thank
like,
you, honestly.
Like, oh, just love
that means
it.
So much, honestly. Like, I really, you know, especially when you're underground, it is really tough to try and find your audience, especially with how the market is going now. Obviously, it's the way it is. It's like, have to adapt. But when I do hear certain like these comments, it really does mean a lot, and it means that I'm doing it right. Do you know what I mean? There's been times where, you know, you go through a moment of doubt. Is this the right thing? Should I be doing this? Oh my God, it really gets you going. But like, honestly, it really does mean a lot. So thank you.
No, you're absolutely welcome. You're absolutely welcome, Charlie. Like, I can see you going far, girl. I can see you going far.
Thank
honestly,
you.
You're very welcome. Like, well done for all your shoes so far.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Let us get into your next track.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, this song, like, yeah. Let's take a listen and then let's get into this. This is Phyllis Hyman, One Thing.
Go.
I don't need the country, homemade dinners on Sunday, talks with your little brother or your mother.
Honestly, get lost in the song.
Yeah,
why this one?
Right, so firstly, her tone, oh, in love. Secondly, like, I remember that my dad had a CD of this album. I can't remember what it is on top of my head, which is so bad, but anyways. And firstly, she's gorgeous, and she unfortunately
absolutely
died so young, which is so sad, but she was just so beautiful. I remember just being in absolute awe of her cover art. I was like, wow, I want to be her. You know, when you have like that moment where you're like, wow, like maybe, I don't know. I feel like growing up, I always had this moment where I was like, oh, let's do the realistic thing. Let's maybe be, which is so funny to me now, but like, let's be a chef, let's be a fashion designer. But then I'll go back into the phase of being an artist. And I feel like that moment when I probably was like checking out her CD, like, you know, when you had the little sheets, you go through all the credits. It just really made me realize, I was like, this maybe, why not? Like, maybe I should consider it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis Hyman is honestly so alluring, so gorgeous. She's just everything I'd love to embody as an artist. Obviously, we're completely different, but you know, in my own way. Like, just having this gorgeous, like, warm nature, having this really, like, safe as well. It's just so beautiful, and it's so powerful. Like, it's so rare that you see that in artists, where they can really bring that, you know, vulnerable side out of you. So Phyllis definitely did that for me. It's just gorgeous. Like, yeah.
No, 100%. I hear that. I really resonated when you said warm. It does make you feel just so warm. Like,
right?
She just gives that feel. And like you said, she's gorgeous. Like,
right?
Her tone, the vocals, like, the song, and how many layers of different sounds you can hear in that song. And then you think about it, back in the day, they're playing every single instrument
literally
at this time, like, and the record, it's just like freaking amazing. Like,
honestly, I think about it all the time. I'm like, imagine like having a studio set like that where you're recording and everything's like, oh my gosh, I'd be so excited. I wouldn't know how to contain it. Like, I've looked into obviously like documentaries and videos and all sorts of how it's done. And it's so amazing. It's crazy how much it's evolved now. Because I couldn't imagine that in the studios that I'm working in now, but it's gorgeous. It's just goes to show how in the element, like how in the element they were. It's just, I loved it. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Right? 100%. And it sounds like your dad was a huge influence on the music that you listened to.
I mean, I was very fortunate to have a dad like mine who is just so into his music. So, like, it's so different. I don't know. There's been times where I've been in the car and he puts on a song and I'm like, huh. Do you know what I mean? Very unexpected. But, like, I love it. Like, when I tell people about certain artists and I'm like, oh yeah, my dad put me on that, they were like, oh my god, like that's so that's so cool. I'm really fortunate to have that, seriously. Like I love when, you know, my dad is very passionate about music, and having that interest really does mean a lot to me. So yeah, definitely. No. And like, even going to, we went to watch Thundercat together. I mean, as much as he couldn't really hack it, because he's much older now, he was saying, oh, it's a bit too loud for me now. It was so nice. It was really good.
So yeah, definitely.
When women were out there, it was just so empowering.
Phyllis was so different.
Like, no one else sounds like her. I mean, there's so many other artists like that. Lauryn Hill. I could really go on. Like, Tracy Chapman. Like, there's so many. Like,
when women were out there, it was just so empowering.
Black women doing that. Phyllis was so different. It's very,
sounds like her.
Right?
I mean, there's so many other artists like that. Lauryn Hill.
I love it.
I could really go on. Like, Tracy Chapman. Like, there's so many. Like, it's so, especially with Tracy Chapman as well. So having
black women doing that specific genre is very
me in that sort of way is definitely,
so honestly, it's very,
I love it.
It's very
like amazing,
inspiring.
She was also an actress as well, and she was a singer, super talented, super talented. And this is giving me a bit of like the disco vibes as well.
She was also trained,
like everyone's just like free and just like,
you know, that much
outfit.
Super talented
actress.
Gosh, yeah, that's so
good.
I've seen like videos, obviously, and I'm just like, I want to be so.
Like, so everyone's just like
that
dance, just like,
you know, that
I could imagine the outfit.
Oh, such a good like, energy.
I wish I did the intro train, right?
Where people, so, you know, like,
seen,
again,
like, these videos, obviously, and I'm just like, I want to be
quite familiar.
Dressed like that, dance like that. I love them, and I think it's so fun.
I'm hoping you put like some of my clothes on as well. Like, for these beautiful songs. Like, again, like, I love it.
It's literally my love language, so I'm so familiar with
it. So is mine, so I appreciate this. I love them, and it's any songs that you listen to. And I'm hoping you put like some of my guests on as well. Sure. Like, for these beautiful songs. I love it. I love it.
It's actually my love language, so I'm so happy to do that.
So is mine. So I appreciate this.
Got you.
Talking about music being the love languages, what has been,
you know, I was listening to Heat of the Moon by Eliza.
Like,
I was recently checking her out. I found it really hard to find artists at the moment. I feel like I've gone on such a purge.
Say that again?
Like, any listens, like, any artists, listens lately? Lost. So any songs that you listen
to
lately?
But yeah, she was definitely one for it. Also, Amaria.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So hard. I find
album.
That question so hard. Need I go on? Like, she's just insane. The mix is so clean. It just sounds so... And she's just,
I'd love to work with her.
You know, you know, when you like Heat of the Moon by Eliza,
I want to work with, but she is just so authentic and so different. I found it really hard to find artists at the moment. I feel like I've gone on such a purge looking for different artists. I'm like lost.
But yeah, she was definitely one for a minute. Also, Amaria.
I don't know why I didn't think of that one.
Oh my gosh,
she dropped an album.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Need I go on? Like, she's just insane. The mix is so clean. It just sounds so crisp. And she's just, I'd love to work with her. You know, when you like,
I know, I know. But Charlie, I love how you have tied this playlist up. And I don't know if it's intentional, but I feel like it was. It's just like a lovely nod to your culture. And I absolutely love it.
I don't know why I didn't think of that one initially, but yeah.
Pele. Excuse the pronunciation.
No, you're fine. I'm just, you wouldn't think I'm St. Lucian at all.
My team. to your final traditional. I know. But Charlie, I love how you tied this playlist up. And I don't know if it's intentional, but I feel like it was. It's just like a lovely culture. Absolutely. Excuse the pronunciation.
No, you're fine. I'm just you don't think I'm solution at all.
My team.
Retro sound of it, like, you know, like the old mix, it sounds like it's spinning on a needle, you know what I mean, like, it sounds like it's fresh off the record. I love it, it's so nostalgic to me, I love it. Yeah, I mean, this song really reminds me of my mum. So both my parents are Saint Lucia, mum's tough. I'm so annoyed, firstly, because they both can speak Patois, right? And they didn't teach me. And I'm like, come on now. I don't know. What's your
I'm Jamaican.
Jamaican?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Jamaican Patois?
Yeah.
I'm so lucky, I swear to God. Like, I don't know what my parents are thinking. To be fair, they do say they're not fluent, but anytime an artist round, tell me why they're having a full-on conversation for 30 minutes straight in Patois, and it's like, great. But yeah, honestly, like, it's just so beautiful. I wish I did understand it. But it reminds me of Christmas. It's a Christmas song. And it reminds me of my, like, coming downstairs and getting us ready for Christmas. And she's, like, I could just see her dancing and just see my mum happy. It makes me happy coming out. So,
so beautiful. Like, because I'm from the Caribbean, I'm just super fascinated with how different Caribbean islands have their different sounds and unique sounds. And like, hearing this, I was like, what?
Literally.
Like, it's just so different. I haven't heard it before. Such a vibe. And like you said, it's like you're sort of time as well. Like, you're this different. I love it. It's like so calm, but very old school. Like, you can hear, like, you know, like you said, the old instruments. Like, it's very vinyl. It's very nostalgic. Beautiful.
You know, like the old mix. It sounds like it's spinning on a needle. You know what I mean? Like, sounds like it's fresh off the record.
It's so hard to. Like, I love it.
It's all the islands are just nostalgic.
Like, fuse into one, right? Like, checked out playlist. It's like, there's Trini, there's Barbados.
Really reminds me of my mum.
You name it, it's all there.
So both my parents
find, like, when it comes to looking up things,
and just go down this massive.
I'm so annoyed, firstly, because they're
thousands of pages, and you don't even know.
They didn't teach me,
and I'm like, come on now. I don't know. What's your?
I was actually checking out.
I'm Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Jamaican Patois?
Yeah.
You're so lucky. I swear to God, like, I don't know what my parents are thinking. To be fair, they do say they're not fluent, but anytime auntie's round, tell me why they're having a full-on conversation.
Every time I hear it,
it
just makes me instantly so
childlike again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly,
I'm just excited
it's
for
just
Christmas.
So beautiful. I wish I did understand New Year,
but it reminds me of Christmas. It's a Christmas song
as well with my granddad.
It just reminds me of my, like, coming downstairs
on Boxing Day, so it was just like, you know, all sorts.
I mean, my birthday isn't December 2,
like, I could just see her dancing and just see my mum happy.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Like, yeah, and it's beautiful that you still can go. We went back to see your family. Like, it sounds like pretty frequently as well. Like, just super fascinated with how different Caribbean islands have their different sounds and their unique sounds, and like hearing this,
literally,
it's just so different. Right? Just haven't heard it before.
My sister's got A levels, you know, just life gets in the way.
But your native sort of like tongue as well, like this different.
I love it.
It's like so curb, but very old school. Like, you can hear, like, you know,
I've got so much family.
Like, the old instruments, like, it's very vinyl. It's very nostalgic. Beautiful.
Also, like, grandparents got like 10 siblings. That's just a massive family. I swear, every time
a little bit more.
I go there, I
it's
meet
so hard to, like,
second
I feel
cousin
like
twice removed,
all the islands
cats,
are just dogs,
like, you know, like, what I mean, like,
using
the
most
one,
distant
right?
family.
I've checked out playlists,
but yeah,
like,
I love
Trini,
it,
I absolutely love
Barbados,
it, the food
as well,
you name it,
I
still there,
so I'm really fortunate.
And I find, like, when it comes to looking up things, you just go down down this massive hole, like land, and he'll thousands of pages, and you don't even know where to
come
start,
back 15 minutes,
but I definitely
need to look loaded.
Into it
more.
It's loaded.
I was literally checking out Poet Laureate, some like from Nusha,
reading
names, and it's escapes me.
When's the last time you went to?
But I definitely want to check out.
Good question. Last time I went to Jamaica was before COVID. My mother got married, so remarried. So yeah,
it just makes me.
But again, it's just like
again, you know what I mean?
The way
COVID
doesn't make things very easier. Oh gosh, it's not.
I used to spend Christmas in Sushi as well.
Cheap.
My granddad
on the other side of the world. But no, I love how you kind of brought your culture.
My birthday is December 2nd.
Gave us a little door open to like solution, like music and stuff. I absolutely love that. Like, yeah, and it's beautiful that you still can go. We went back to see your family. Like, it sounds like pretty frequently as well. Like,
it's been a long time actually. It's been since 2017.
Just yeah, she's solution. I didn't know that initially.
It's so rare to find.
Yeah, it's just also like
want
my
to,
sister's got A-levels, you know, just life gets in the way. But touch wood, we go this year.
I
need to sort out my passport.
But
I can't wait to go. It's been so long. And
so
many.
That
would
be amazing. Yeah, 100%.
Like you said, there's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Islands and
also like grandparents have got like 10 siblings. It's just a massive
family. Other
small
islands, I used to live in Antigua for a short while. So like having, like knowing and learning about these small islands. There's just a rich culture and how they do things differently.
Love it.
The similarities that the different islands have, I just like absolutely love.
I definitely
right.
want to check out all the other islands. Actually, so
amazing.
He would, when I was like a kid,
he'll take us to the
it,
land.
He will take
Sinusha,
a truck,
empty
air,
come back
50
minutes,
love to check out the other
loaded.
Islands. I bet they're just as
all sorts
of coconuts.
100%.
I
love.
Really can't wait. But yeah,
I have.
When's the last time you went to Jamaica?
Yeah, this is a question kind of question. Last time I went to Jamaica from an episode, I'm gonna keep it kind of running. My mother got married, so remarried. So yeah,
I think I kind of
know the answer because you mentioned it before, but again, it's just like you said, life just gets in the way. COVID doesn't make things very easier. Oh gosh, it's not. It's just not cheap. It's that cheap because it's all the way on the other side of the world. But no, I love how you've kind of brought your culture and your playlist. It's
kind
of like gave us a little door open to like solution, like music and stuff.
I definitely want to, like,
yeah, I don't know. There's been times
my
dad's very
instrumental.
Just because I don't know, there's not many solution UK artists out there. One I know,
jazz fusion,
instrumentals. Poppy,
like
Adusa.
Crazy for it, like Kamashi.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Solution. I didn't know that.
I don't know if you know that guy is,
but like
when
I know it's so rare to
crazy.
Find
got, like,
40
odd people
on stage.
Wow.
So busy, but
you
like
know,
if you close your eyes,
what's the word I'm looking
and, like,
for?
Dissect every bit.
Represent
so
them.
I like,
definitely
how
represent
he hears
them
all of that is
as best I can.
But yeah, when I'm in the car with my dad,
I can't wait to.
Yeah, 100%. I think that would be amazing. Yeah, 100%. Like you said, there's so many different islands, and there's sometimes those like the
people
come to make them Barbados, but like other these small islands. I used to live
but,
in Antigua
you know,
for a short while, so like
nice.
Having like knowing and
but
learning about these small islands
yeah.
and just the rich
but
culture and how they do
melody.
Things differently and the similarities of different islands.
And
I
just
like absolutely
love.
I definitely
want to check out all the other islands.
I think it was
Royals
or the Eddie's track where he was mentioning how you can kind of vision, like you can see the pictures. I love that.
Yeah, like me and my producer, actually, both have that sort of feel, which is so.
I
so
have one
weird,
question
but
for
also
this is
very
a question
helpful.
Kind of
like,
that
there's been times where he'll be
from an episode and
working
keep
on a track.
It kind of running.
No, I whilst we finish our session, and it'd be
I
like,
think
oh,
I kind of know the answer because
like,
you mentioned it before. But how
do
you
feel like? Just give
music.
Me imagery,
you
and I'm like, okay,
driven?
This,
or
this, and it just brings it to light, and vice versa. Like it really helps.
It really.
I know it's really interesting how.
Like
the creative
melody?
Mind works.
I think melody.
It's so interesting.
I know,
like I've kind
well,
of
so many
like,
people
kind of
very differentiated
too,
between lyrics and
understanding
sound,
how their mind
like
works
the instrumentation.
And kind of
so.
But yeah,
learning from
them
is
so
interesting.
So yeah,
100%. I think that's
like
just absolutely amazing.
Instrumentals.
I guess previously
like
mentioned how
like
you can kind of see
Kamasi
and textures and colours
yeah.
as well.
I don't know if you know
so
the
fact that
you guys
are able
to
like when your producers are able to
like
paint out vivid pictures and what you can see and feel.
But like if you close your eyes, it's so cool. I don't know how to explain it. Like I could just see. Do you know what I mean? Like I can hear all of that.
See it.
But yeah, when I'm in the car with my dad,
I don't know. Like once you get into the zone,
I end up
singing melodies over.
Of it once
like,
I'm in
know,
it
follow melodies
lost,
so
like
I feel like
lost
that's
in my own
little
world and
I
love
I'm
it
driven.
I absolutely love it and
when it comes
to
making
to work
music,
with someone that really embraces
sometimes it's
that
a little
too
bit hard,
is so
but,
you know,
refreshing
like,
and most things
makes the process so
but it definitely
easier.
Does vary
so
it depends
yeah.
but I would say melody
oh, absolutely no,
just even that
yeah and I love how you was able to describe an absolute pleasure getting to know you and your music mentioning how you can kind of vision like
the best
pictures. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, like me and my producer absolutely amazing. We both
I'm going to plug all your bits down the show. And please check out Charlie. Check
weird,
out track,
but also
check
very
out
helpful.
Please
like,
listen
there's
to
there's times where he'll be like, you know, working on
the track. I'm so fortunate to have him on the show. Thank you so much, Charlie.
And he'll be like, oh,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for being
like, just give me imagery. And I'm like, okay, this, this, this. And it just brings it to light and vice versa. Like, it really helps. I don't know. It's really interesting how the creative mind works. It's so interesting. Like, I've worked with so many people, I've been very fortunate to, and understanding how their mind works and kind of learning from them is so interesting. So yeah.
100%. That's sick. I think right? That's just absolutely amazing. Mm. A guest previously mentioned how he can kind of see and textures and colors as well. So the fact that you guys are able to, like, you and your producers are able to like paint out vivid pictures and what you can see and feel, it's just freaking
it's
amazing.
it's so cool. I don't know how to explain it, but like, I could just see, do you know what I mean? Like, I can look and just see it. But yeah, I don't know, like, once you get into the zone or something, I find it so hard to snap out of it. But once I'm in it, I'm lost. Like, I'm just lost in my own little world. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's, to work with someone that really embraces that too is so refreshing and makes the process so much easier. So,
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, I absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. Charlie. Oh.
Victoria.
An absolute pleasure getting to know you and your
literally,
music.
I've had such a great time, honestly.
No, it's been
the
a pleasure.
Best host.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Charlie. Yeah. This has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to plug all your bits
I appreciate
down
that.
The show. Thank and please you. Check out Charlie. Check out her new track. Check out her sound. Please thank listen you. To how her voice sounds. She's amazing. I'm so fortunate to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate
thank you for listening
it.
As well.
Thank you, beautiful people, for listening. And I'm sure you'll hear me in another one very soon. Bye.